This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. St. Louis businessman Dave Spence said Tuesday that he will run for Missouri governor, setting up a likely Republican primary for the right to challenge Democratic Governor Jane Nixon in next year's elections. Spence, who declared his candidacy in an interview with the Associated Press, becomes the first prominent Republican to officially enter the governor's race. But Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder also is expected to announce his gubernatorial candidacy soon. They would meet in an August primary. Spence is 53 and from the St. Louis suburb of Ladue. He is the president and CEO of Alpha Packaging, which makes plastic bottles for pharmaceuticals, vitamins, and personal care products, among other things. He also is chairman of Legacy Packaging, a pharmaceutical packaging firm. The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld a 2010 law that places restrictions on sexually oriented businesses. Marshall Griffin reports from Jefferson City.
The law contains several restrictions. It bans full nudity and alcohol sales at strip clubs, bars semi-nude dancers from touching or coming within 6 feet of customers, in effect outlawing lap dances, restricts where new adult businesses can locate, and requires them to close between midnight and 6 a.m. A group of adult businesses had argued that the law violates First Amendment free speech rights, but all seven high court judges disagreed. They stated that the law was, quote, aimed at limiting the negative secondary effects of sexually oriented businesses on the health, welfare, and safety of Missouri residents. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The plaintiffs say they'll appeal the Missouri Supreme Court's decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. Columbia's City Council is preparing to vote on a controversial rezoning proposal that would evict residents of Columbia Regency Mobile Home Park to make way for student housing. Josh Lander reports.
After contention from residents and activist groups, the council will hold a meeting on November 21st to vote on the proposal presented by Texas-based developers Aspen Heights. The initial proposal presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission was unanimously voted down in October. Local Sierra Club director Ken Midkiff says the initial proposal was turned down because it did not address the changes to the land that would be necessary for Aspen Heights to build student apartments. He says an entirely new proposal could set the whole issue back a couple of steps.
Presumably, Aspen Heights will be presenting a new plan. And if the plan is substantially revised, I have talked to city council members, and if it's substantially revised, it'll be sent back to planning and zoning because it'll be a plan that they have not yet voted on.
On October 31st, Columbia Regency notified its residents they would be evicted from the land and the park would close in February 2012. If Aspen Heights is approved to purchase the mobile park home, they would compensate current residents financially. Grassroots organizing representative Mary Hussman says the money offered would not be enough by her estimation. She says the purchase of the land by Aspen Heights would not only mean the ill treatment of the mobile home park's current residents, but that it doesn't make sense.
This project will be cursed on that land. It is just not the right project to be there. There are many other locations in Columbia that Aspen Heights could pick without kicking these people to the curb.
Hussman says grassroots organizing is looking into other options for the future of the park, including alternative buyers. Josh Lander, KBIA News.
And for KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.